Wow, that almost looks smooth. Hello. Hello, Internet. Welcome to another episode of Best of Five. My name is Elon. My facial hair has changed. That's why I'm hiding it.
There's an air of mystery about you right now. I can't put my finger on it. If I could, it would be right around this region. But I can't quite put my finger on it.
Did you just do a Hitler mustache?
Like, no. No, that's sideways. This is just me trying to put my finger on it.
Oh, okay. Well, please don't put your finger on my mouth. Please. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Okay, let's moving swiftly along to topics unrelated.
Thank you,
hi!
Thank
we're
you,
a fighting
Steve.
Game show.
Steve, Ace King off Sujurik is my cohort here for today. Pardon me while I awkwardly sit like this. All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to show you guys. Look.
Hold up. No drum roll needed
because September's over and you guys voted on the birdie stash. So I survived that. And now
we've gone baby face.
Okay. I need to do that. I'm quite scraggly right now.
This was the first time I've fully shaved my face since the pandemic started. So
how do you feel?
I am so happy I don't have to chew through hair while I eat food. It's pretty great. Serial killer mode. What? What do you mean? What about me looks like a serial killer? Is it the fact that I'm tan because I went swimming on Sunday and got very sunburnt?
Hold on, Alon.
Yes.
Look straight in the camera. Move the microphone down a little bit. Is there any way to make your camera black and white?
Hold on. I feel like we're going a little too far for this bit, but that's all right.
There we go.
What about when he says serial killer?
That I could totally hear a voiceover talking about how you were a quiet one. And how we
Am
never
I a quiet
expected
one?
It from you. We never expected it from Alon. He was very friendly whenever we talked, but he kept to himself. And now you're a non-serial killer. Again.
I can't find the balance. I'm just going to hit reset. Yeah, that's close enough. Anyway, now that we've established that I'm a serial killer, welcome to Best of Five, everybody.
You look like a serial killer. You aren't a serial killer. You just look like one.
How is that
just
any better? I feel great right now.
I'm with you right there. You are. How you feel is how you are. And if you feel great, you are great.
Yeah, but I'm apparently a serial killer now, so I guess I'm just going to have to go kill some people after this show. Which is all right. You know, sometimes, you know, life takes different paths than we expect them to. But anyway.
If anyone from any law enforcement is watching, that was sarcasm.
Is it?
Yes. God damn it.
All right. Welcome all right. to Best of Five. We have a probably slightly truncated show today, as not a lot happened. So we have a... buys tickets. Yes, everybody get out of Texas, please. I'm trying to get out of Texas. We have a couple things to go over today. First, our boy, Steve, made it in the Smash. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you. We made it. I couldn't have done it without you. When I blow up, I'm going to remember you briefly before I big time you.
Next, oh, I see Paco Stevens is in the chat. Paco Stevens, I got a bone to pick with you guys over there. I thought everybody at NRS was our friend. Right? You always announce stuff before our show on Tuesday. You were so cool about it. It happened twice where you announced stuff on Wednesday, but that's okay. You know, overall, we let it slide. But what is up with this Ed Boon tweet? Where we'll have more details later? The trailer came out today this morning? Did it really?
Teaser.
But COVID and stuff. Oh, they had a teaser trailer? Oh, I didn't know about the teaser trailer. Well, anyway. I thought you guys were our friends. and you still are, but I'm going to drive this point home that why not just – what can you guys just give us stuff? We'll announce it. It'll be great. Anyway. and then we have a couple of other things here and there. I played footsies for the first time today. That game is fun as hell, and we're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about a couple of other things that happened this week. But before we do all that, Steve?
Yes.
Would you like to recap us of what happened during stuff?
During stuff?
Yep. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, there were a couple of stuffs that happened. Looking at Soul Calibur, this was the kickoff of the Soul Calibur 6 online challenge, much along the lines of the Tekken online challenge that has sort of filled in for the absence of the Tekken World Tour. This follows the same format. So you have an open tournament on Saturday and then a few high profile exhibitions on Sunday. It was a good weekend for Yutoto. The champ started rough for him. He lost his second match of the tournament, but then ran it back, all the way through losers, winning 11 straight sets to take the title. Jashin is your second place finisher. Nunu Mid rounding out the podium. And when you look at Sunday's action, it was all about the sweep. Yutoto got the win in grand finals over Jashin and then did it again 7-0 in the main event. Then you also had Naomihara and Tamanegi pick up 5-0 wins over their opponents during the exhibitions.
Who's Tamanegi Sensei? That's the Onion from Parappa the Rapper. Okay. Is Tamanegi Onion? Is that what that means?
I am not sure. I do not remember much Japanese.
Okay.
I know Tamanegi is very, very good at Soul Calibur, but yes. What that name translates to, I'm sorry. It's been like almost 20 years now since I've taken a Japanese class, and goddamn, that makes me feel old.
Well, all I know is that Tamanegi Sensei from Parappa the Rapper always says, kick, punch, it's all in the mind. So,
if you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I teach you are sure to beat you. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now, kick!
Kick!
Punch!
Punch!
Chop!
Chop! Fuck, I'm sorry. Alright, that's next time. I just straight up hit my microphone. Alright, well.
Good job!
I didn't mean to hit my microphone. Anyway. So what else happened this week, Steve?
Keeping our attention on Japan, the second week of the Street Fighter League, Pro JP took place. These air originally in Japanese, and then they actually are starting to re-air them with English subtitles on the Capcom Fighters channel. So if you want to follow along, it's easier to do so. For our English-speaking audience. This week, Aurora's squad earned a 3-1 win over Team Gold. Gaia and Flame picked up 4-0 wins over Splash and Scarlet, respectively. So you have a tie up top. Gaia and Flame on 7 points through the first two rounds. Nemo's Team Aurora in third on 6 points. And then you have Daigo on 3. Mago still just 1 point in fifth, and then Momochi's Splash Squad looking to get off the schneid, losing all three games in both weeks.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That hurts.
It does hurt. But if you want to follow along and see if they can get unhurt, can get off the schneid, you'll have the opportunity to do so if you take a look at what to watch. It kicks off, though, on Thursday with the Pro US Street Fighter League. Week 1 kicking off the action on Thursday for that curtain raiser there. Then you've got Friday, The Japanese league enters its third week. And this weekend, you've got a few different tours to look at. Obviously, you've got the Capcom Pro Tour and Tekken Online Challenge coming back into play. Both of those are in Europe. On Saturday, though, you've got the kickoff of the ARC Revo America Online Series. This is the replacement for ARC Revo America that was supposed to lead to ARC Revo America Offline. Unfortunately, it is only online this year, but if you want to see some BB Tag, you want to see some Grand Blue, this is where you want to be. Low Kick and Seth Mitchell are going to have the action on Saturday.
All right. And it's a packed week. And it's a packed weekend.
It does, you know, having these tours, it does give sort of a sense of normalcy here. I mean, obviously there's a lot more going on than just what Capcom and Bandai Namco are doing. But with them sort of in the mix, with them doing their own thing, it does have a bit of heft to it that mm-hmm. other online tournaments don't have. Not to say that community-run online tournaments aren't valuable, because they are the lifeblood of what's going on right now. And we had a very good one run by Reddit Street Fighter this past weekend.
Yeah, we have some highlights.
We have an incredible highlight. We should definitely check that out. The technology they've got for streaming here is absolutely mind-blowing. The work that Joe Monday is doing has been incredible.
It's buffering.
I have not... It's fitting.
Hold on.
But yeah, obviously the quality of play has been very high with the weekly tournaments. But the quality of streaming has just been insane. Yeah, you can see right here the beautiful fidelity. It's in 4K. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. Let me check my notes. It is not in 4K. It is in 4. I'm sorry. It is in 4.
Yep. I apologize to everybody who now is having an epileptic seizure at home. So I apologize for that. We should have put a warning out there beforehand.
So oopsies on Twitch was... Yeah, Twitch was kind of crap in the bed.
Crap in the bread.
That night. Crap in the bread. and then XSplit started to do the same. So the end result was that basically the last half of their weekly tournament turned out like that. So there will be highlights uploaded on YouTube soon if you are a regular follower of the Street Fighter Weekly. But yeah, that is kind of what they had to deal with this week.
Ooh, that's rough. I don't even know how that can happen.
The internet is a magical place, my friend.
Very true. Alrighty. Moving up next. While we saw the reveal of the new breed of tournament from Capcom, our friends over at NRS released a teaser for Combat Pack 3. And we have that teaser right here, courtesy of Paco Stevens.
Settle in, because this might take a while.
I forgot to hit play.
You monster.
That's really loud. Anyway, there you go. Let's watch it one more time. Cool. Want to watch it one more time? All right, here we go. One more time. All right, so October 8th.
So Thursday morning, we will find out. Riveting, says Paco Stevens. I want that to pop up as sort of like a reviewer's quote on movie trailer.
Yep. So that's going to be the release of Combat Pack 3. Just riveting. Paco Stevens.
It's a video of Alon chasing his first victim.
Hey, now, come on. Who knows, maybe. Maybe I'm the person who's chasing Baraka. But... Like I said before, man, NRS were so cool about getting us stuff to talk about, and now it's on Thursday. That's not when we stream. and Paco Stevens blaming it on COVID stuff. You know what? That's valid. All right.
They're just making sure that next week's show has plenty of topics to cover.
Yeah. I am. You know what? Every time I see a combat pack for Mortal Kombat, I'm like, man, I really want to play that game. And then I forget to install it because I'm a piece of shit. So one of these days, I'm going to get back into playing. Especially because I've been so curious to play RoboCop. And I just never got the chance. I think I'm finally going to just stop it and do it. It's going to stop being an asshole. Do it.
Do you want me to remind you on Saturday?
No, because I don't know where I'm going to be on Saturday.
Well, I can just remind you, like, hey, wherever you are, when you get home tonight, download MK11.
And if I get home tonight, who knows? Burying body. I mean, what?
God. Oh, God.
Anyway,
I really wish it was easy for you to switch into that black and white shot.
It's not.
dang it.
Hey, you know what? Fine. Man. You know what? You want it? You got it. I'm just going to do this the rest of the show. so let's get on to our next topic. We have a couple more topics that we want to cover that don't require the timer. But first and foremost, let's talk about a topic that does include the timer. And I'm going to start it right now. Also, I put in a disclaimer over here of what this timer is because Ultra Chen said, like, name their timer. So since they stole our timer idea, I stole their naming the timer idea. First and foremost, there was an announcement that happened last week that shook the world. A lot of people loved it. A lot of people hated it. There was rioting in the streets, both happy and sad. But Steve is now in Smash. And I have to say, wait, I think you gave me the wrong trailer, Steve. Oh, nope, there it is.
I gave you both trailers, first of all. Okay. So I gave you the
gave
right
me too
trailer.
Many trailers. You gave me too many trailers, Steve. So this is still your fault. But sorry, I don't know why that timer happened. But I got to admit, this was hard. Like, it took me a while to... Oh, I don't know why it restarted. It took me a while to process it.
It's just so weird.
Like, I legit... When I woke up and I heard it, I heard about it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have the wrong overlay up. I'm sorry. I'm really, like, just ruining the show today. I woke up and I saw somebody saying that was what happened, and it didn't register. I thought it was a joke. And then I watched the trailer, and I got to this part, and I was like, wow. I don't even believe it. I don't know why I have such a hard time believing that this is a thing.
Visually, it just looks so odd. Like, even the other bizarre crossovers you wouldn't expect, like, there's still sort of a fluidity to it. Even when it looks different, it looks like it could exist in the Smash universe. Minecraft just looks so different. It's just such a whole... I mean, look at that! Look at that!
It is super weird.
You combine it with, you know, how beautifully animated most of the other characters are, and you've just got this guy looking like he's straight out of freaking Mugen.
Yeah, now hold on a second.
I mean, look at that!
Hold on a second. There's a lot of people that are saying that I sound like an old man. I never said I don't like this. I just said I have a hard time digesting this. Like, this was, like, one of those things that I just never saw coming. And I'm happy it's there. I think this is awesome. And I think it opens up the way for a lot of new things. But wait, there's more. Because when night happens... Oh my god, it's a Zombo.
It's just so much.
Yeah, like... It's crazy to me. Like, this is one of those things that, like... I just never thought I would see happening. But when... After you think about it for a little while, it's like, oh, this makes sense. Like, they probably had to make a deal. Like, they probably made this deal when they got Banjo, right? Because they got Banjo from Rare to be in the game. So I'm pretty sure Microsoft was like, hey, You want Banjo? You're going to have to put Steve in there, too. Also, this final smash, just him eating the meat afterwards, is fucking wild. And it's crazy to me also that Minecraft got an Alex trailer before Street Fighter V did.
Oh, God. I did not think of that. Oh, man.
Yeah, but Steve is now, and Alex are now in Minecraft. So it's wild, man. I cannot wait to see how that character plays. Because, like, and again, it, like, I don't understand. Like, my brain took a while for me to be like, oh, Minecraft Smash. That happened. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I got to say, the other thing, too, is I think the reason why I had a hard time processing it was just because I see Minecraft as, like, you know, the Zen game, right? Where you just kind of, you just do your thing, you just walk around, you build houses, you break some wood, you go down the water holes, and then you go explore caves. And the, and then Smash is the exact antithesis of that, where it's just, ah, everybody's just fucking battling, ah, fuck everybody, kill. So seeing those two games that have such crazy, like, in-game philosophies at the same time is wild to me. But I'm super looking forward to it, though. That's awesome.
And, like, for even beyond that, just how far out of left field this is. I mean, you always had sort of the, jokey sort of answers whenever someone talked about a future Smash character. Oh, it's going to be Master Chief. Oh, it's going to be Steve from Minecraft. Oh, it's going to be, you know, Goku. The fact that they're going so far out of what you consider really a Nintendo property, because you always think of Smash as a Nintendo fighter. But you've got, now you've got Steve. You've got Terry Bogard in there from mm-hmm. King of Fighters. You've got a bunch of things that really push the envelope of what you really think a Smash character is supposed to be. Yeah. So now, you know, it, as silly as it sounds, as strange as it sounds, you can't really exclude anyone yet.
Mm-hmm.
This game is at this point, it's fan fiction. Yeah, Cloud is probably the tipping point. That yeah. went from, you know, when it went from, okay, crazy game to, holy shit, it's limitless now.
Are you sure it wasn't with Snake?
Snake was weird. I mean, Sonic was sort of the ultimate crossover moment, but Snake was just sort of weird. Cloud just sort of, because you, in my mind, you associate that so much with Sony. So much with PlayStation. Like, even though obviously Final Fantasy's been on Nintendo just recently with how that series has progressed, you think of it, at least in my mind, it feels more like a franchise from another platform rather than a franchise from Nintendo's past.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had that kind of cognitive dissonance when they announced Sonic. But Nintendo is working with Sega now, which is the wildest thing. But yeah, level 100 Charizard says Leecher Suit Larry still has a chance. Good luck.
Oh God!
I wouldn't hold my breath. And yeah, Bonk from Bonk's Revenge. Bonk is like the caveman baby, right? Am I thinking the right thing? Where you like jump headfirst into stuff as a baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steve, yeah, Big Head Caveman. Okay, cool. I was right. But yeah, Steve from Minecraft is just. And here's the thing. It's like, yeah, you have stuff like Cloud, and you have Bayonetta in there, and you have Simon Belmont, or not Simon, is it Simon?
Yeah.
No, the other guy. Well, you have Castlevania. You have all these other games that don't. You wouldn't think made sense with Smash, but they do. And it's just getting weirder and weirder. You have Joker from Persona. Now you have, and like the meme with the, I am kind of sad that they dropped the meme with the envelope. Cause I thought that shit was the coolest. Just like seeing that shit fly around. And now we have Minecraft. So
I mean, you can't Simon really rule out
Richter.
Someone.
Richter is what I was thinking. Sorry, go ahead.
You can't really rule out, you know, any character that's been in almost any game franchise being represented. Like, Dante from Devil May Cry may be in there. And if he is, I hope he's referred to as Dante from Devil May Cry in everything. The announcer, the winner is Dante from Devil May Cry.
Is there another Dante in Smash?
No.
Okay. It wouldn't surprise me if there was. But, yeah, wait, did they announce, who's the character that, oh, right, Min Min from ARMS. That's right, I forgot about Min Min. I've been out in the Smash loop for a hot minute. But is there a character that you can see that it's still going to be surprising to see in Smash at this point?
I mean, are we talking about realistically? And even then, how do we define realistically? Because it seems like so many of the rules for, you know, what makes a character a realistic choice are gone now.
Yeah, they even have the lady from Fatal Frame, right? That's one of the trophies, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and they are we doing the Mii costumes as a separate one? Maybe do it as a Black Rab?
Should we? Yeah, let's do the Mii costumes as a Black Rab in just a second, because I want to explore this further. So there are, because I think there are a couple of, well, actually not even that, because even Undertale's in there. I was going to say, yeah, like, oh, shit, like Undertale, but Undertale's in there as a Mii costume, granted, but still, that's crazy. And Toby Fox has been doing a lot of stuff with Nintendo recently, from what I heard, so. Actually, yeah, that's a really good point. Shiggity Shank in the chat saying Five Nights at Freddy's.
You can't really say no at this point. You can't say it's impossible.
Could you imagine you could play as the bear animatronic or whatever?
Oh,
that's wild.
God.
Can Jill from Resident Evil be in there? There's a lot of Resident Evil stuff already in the game. A Fall Guy? Now that would be why. If Fall Guys makes it into Smash, that's where I'm going to truly say, like, all bets are off. Oh, my God. Yeah, but,
I mean,
it's just crazy, dude. Like,
Go ahead. The only character we can really rule out as impossible to see is Waluigi.
Very true.
That shit is never happening.
Very true.
For whatever reason.
Very true. I think I'm going to play Smash again. I have it on my Switch. I just haven't played it in a hot minute. But Smash truly is like a celebration of every video game ever created at this point. It's basically like, hey, you grew up in the 90s when video games were getting popular. Check this shit out. Everything's in there. You kidding me? The only thing they don't have there is the guy from Fatal Rewind, which is a Genesis game that only I played, I guess, because nobody else has ever heard of it.
God. I was going somewhere with that, and then I just lost my train of thought. But, oh, no, I got it. It's like, whatever you think of Smash as a fighting game, and we're not going to go into that discussion again. As a video game, the one thing it does well is serve as a love letter to gaming and to games. Because you can see references upon references anytime a new character comes out. The way they integrated Steve looks so freaking weird. Like, have you seen his get-up animation?
No. Does he have one?
Yeah.
Do I need to go back to the trailer?
No, it's not. I don't think it's in the trailer.
The thing that I thought was wild is, like, he can actually build shit. Like, when in the trailer where they had the moment where they had the three Minecraft characters build a house in, like, a half a second, I was like, wow. That can happen now. That's a Fortnite reference right there. Shit. Yeah, people are saying Night Trap characters. You know, I would love to see a Night Trap Augur in Smash. Make it happen, Sakurai. You heard it here first. But here's the sitch, though. Here's the true thing, and I just want to add this to the end of this discussion. You know, it wasn't really a discussion. We were more experiencing things together. But I do want to say this. A lot of people are like, oh, blah, 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 Smash is not part of the FT, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. Smash is a fighting game, right? Just like how you would... So people are like, oh, you wouldn't... you wouldn't include something like Smash in, or like they choose the equivalent of like a martial art, and how if we were equating the FGC to a martial art, Smash wouldn't be a martial art. I say this to you. Sumo is a martial art. Nobody, the way to win at sumo is to kick people out of a ring. That happens in Smash. So Smash and the FGC, I think, are one and the same because we're all in this boat together. And Smash is pretty fucking dope. And we do like to make fun of it and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, Smash is pretty great. So everybody shut the fuck up about that. So now, there's been enough of this fucking like animosity between, oh, we play this game and you play this game. I'm not supposed to. Who cares? Right? The world's falling apart. Cut the shit out. That's all I have it.
The only martial art I don't respect is martial hearts.
I don't know what that is.
That's probably for the best, because that was a terrible show. Terrible. I cannot overstate how terrible that show was. It was just so fucking bad.
Yeah, I got another word.
It's beyond description. And I have no idea why that was in my head after you said that, but it just reminded me of how bad that show was. Fuck.
Smash is in the FGC. Stop talking about it.
Yes.
There we go. Cool. Oh, I don't know why it didn't go away. Sorry. Take it away from here. So anyway, that's Smash with new Steve and Alex. And that's super exciting to see, man. Like, it honestly took me a while to register. Like, and I don't think I've ever come across something like that before, where it's like, I see it, and I, like, my eyes have digested it, and I've read it, but my brain's like, wait a minute. That can't be right.
Can't be.
And then it's settled in. One thing I forgot while we were discussing other stuff, there was also Mii costumes in it. Let's take a look at these Mii costumes. We'll do a quick block grab with these. It'll be... Oh, shit, I forgot about the overlay. Here we go. So this is the first Mii costume. It's a creeper. Creeper. Block or grab, Steve?
I gotta grab. You know, it looks... If Steve's in the game, Alex is in the game, you gotta have the creeper. And it's, you know, it looks pretty well done, so gotta grab.
Oh, yeah. Is it hard to do this well, though? And I don't mean this as a diss or anything, but it's just blocks.
It is just blocks. I mean, it's so visually jarring. Like, it's jarring in a way that I don't think any other game or any other character in this game is. Very just true. Because the art style is so freaking different. It takes, you know, if a low-res character in a world of low-res characters, you know, it makes sense. But a low-res character in a game of everyone else is high-res, it just, it almost hurts your eyes.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool. I'm a grab. You know what? Minecraft stuff, I'm grabbing. I played Minecraft the other day. It's still good. Anyway, let's get to the next one. A pig. You can play as the pig from Minecraft. Now this is fucking creepy.
Look at the eyes.
Now this is where I think it's gone too far. I take it all back. I'm blocking this one.
I mean, how many other games can you play as a fighting pig? Not even fighting vipers could you play as a fighting pig. So you gotta respect them for breaking new ground.
The fact that
for that alone, I gotta grab.
But the fact that he's like a human pig, it's man bear pig, it's man bear pig. All right, what's next? Diamond armor sword fighter.
This one I like because it looks much more like a costume. It's sort of this weird sort of cutoff where, or this weird sort of almost random way where some of the characters will be designed as the character. You're playing as the character. And some of them you're designed as someone dressed up as the character.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, here, I think it works a lot better here for the armor than it does for the other two. So that is a definite grab.
Yeah, no, I agree. Also, somebody's saying there's a pigman in Minecraft. Yeah, but it doesn't look like a regular pig standing up. There's a fucking difference. All right, what's next? I'm grabbing this one, too. That looks cool. Ooh, Tower of... I don't know what this game is. There's Gildo.
Where's the half red, half blue?
Whoops. Good joke. We missed it. Damn it. I want to look at his costume real quick. There he is. So I've never played this game. Oh, I guess it was a Namco arcade game. But I think this costume looks cool. I'm into it. I'm grabbing it.
Sure, it doesn't look bad to me. It just doesn't really do much for me. So yeah. I'll grab for it on behalf of other people.
Okay. Well, that's not how this show works, Steve. That's not how block grab works.
Fine. I will block.
Okay, there you go.
I will block.
There you go. Looking for some fucking commitment here. All right, what's next? Bomberman. Uh-oh. Did they get Bomberman? That's pretty sick.
I am honestly surprised that Bomberman has not been a character in a game yet.
That is very true. Holy shit, this is awesome. I'm a big fan of Bomberman, so I'm grabbing the shit out of this.
I think Bomberman would be, like, as a standalone character, would be ridiculous. So, it's a well-done costume. The colors are nice. Easy grab.
Also, something to bring up here, Bomberman was already an assist trophy in Smash. So, assist trophies can turn into characters, too. Keep that one in your back pocket.
Although I thought Min Min the one that broke that streak, because I know that streak was already broken by one of the DLC characters.
No, they had somebody from Arms that wasn't Min Min. But yeah, I don't know. I think, granted, this isn't a full fledged character; it's a Mii costume, but it still looks fucking awesome. But I don't think like an assist trophy. Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know. Krom? Who's Krom? Is Krom a person? Anyway, let's move on. We're limited time here. All right. Here we go. This is a Bomberman. Who's next? Travis. Who's Travis? Oh, is this from... I recognize this music. It's from No More Heroes. Oh.
Yeah. Don't you remember the famous game called Travis?
Yeah, you know, I meant to hit pause, not... Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let's go back and look at Travis. There he is. Wow, yeah. Travis from No More Heroes. That's pretty cool. I think I recognized it by the music less than the character or the name, which is weird.
It strikes me strange, and someone pointed this out on Twitter. I don't know why they don't list the M-rated games in our trailers for these games. Like, if you look at the trailers that were released in other regions for this pack, it listed No More Heroes. But here, it just listed as Travis. Same thing with Fallout. It mentioned Fallout in the trailers in other regions, but here it's Vault Boy. So it's a little bit of odd things where, you know, the game is okay to draw a character from, but it's not okay to mention the game they're from.
It could be an ESRB thing. I mean, it's Nintendo we're talking about, so... it could be that the mention of an M-rated game is going to automatically want to shoot that ESRB rating up to higher than E.
But it would strike me as odd as that being a thing for ESRB and not being a thing for Peggy or for Cero.
I don't know. Maybe they could get the rights to the character but not the name of the game to put on there. I don't know.
That would be... a beautiful piece of contract work. Like,
yes. There's the loophole in there somewhere. Anyway, let's take a look at all of them here. There we go.
Got that. But Travis,
fuck the pig. Not like. Hold on. I wanna freeze frame here. Oh yeah. We never decided. Block or grab on Travis.
Easy grab. That is a zero frame. SPD. That is how big of a grab that is.
I'm a block because I would rather him as a big character, you know? Because
well, you like, can make never, your me as big as you want.
I've never, Steve, you've gone. It's like I'm having a cataract issue looking at you now. Oh, you were trying to focus the camera. I haven't played No More Heroes, full disclosure. But from what I've seen of it, it's this guy with this like huge ass lightsaber just going around just murdering the shit out of people, and he's got all these crazy moves, and he does all this other stuff. Bless you. So I find it kind of sad that they just gave him like the normal moveset, like the standard Mii sword fighter moveset, but kind of understand it at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Whatever. Anyway, bless you, Steve. Hope you're okay. Let's go to the big... The pig in the middle is... I hate it. I hate it. It looks like it's got bacons for hand.
Oh, man.
Look, they even put the motherfucker in a pen. You see that?
You see this? You're going nowhere. You're getting zoned, buddy. Take these walls.
This is pretty cool, though. Like we were talking about earlier, like Smash is just a huge celebration of everything now at this point. So good shit to Smash. Good shit to Smash. All this stuff looks super cool. I can't wait to try to turn on that game in a little bit, but only after I turned on MK11 again.
Which you're going to install.
Probably. Speaking of turning things on again, Streaming on the Corner has resubscribed, so he's turned on his subscription once more. 14 months. Thank you, Streaming on the Corner. Much appreciated, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was all the happy stuff. Let's get to the sad stuff, Steve. Unfortunately, we received some pretty pretty sad news this week as well. Again, it's another one of those situations where we knew it was going to happen, and we're still sad it happened. But go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. So this was more or less the final blow in the 2020 offline tournament season, at least for the U.S. On the 1st, Jabali announced that CEO 2020 was officially canceled. If you'll remember, this was supposed to take place back in June. Once the pandemic set in, it was postponed to December with the hopes of being able to host an offline event by there. Things would hopefully be settled down. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. So the event will return in 2021 to Daytona. It is scheduled for the last weekend in June, back in the... I think it's the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida. So if you did register for CEO 2020 and you rolled your registration over to the December date, refunds will start on... They started yesterday, and they do plan to have all refunds processed by the 16th, so by next Friday. As of right now, you do not have the option to roll over 2021 date. They said, quote, "Regardless of our faith in our 2021 event occurring as planned, we believe it is better to refund your registration fees instead of holding them into the new year. If you wish to donate your registration fees to CEO Gaming Inc., please feel free to email ceogaming@gmail.com letting us know," end quote. So it is you do have the option if you want to give them a few bucks and say, hey, thanks for doing all you're doing. That's an option for you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I think this is a hard decision, and I think it's the correct decision, even though in Florida, as I understand it, big events are allowed again, even though it's not the wisest thing to be allowing. So even with the option to have it allowed from like a legal point of view, I super appreciate CEO and Jabali making the decision to call it off, because that's the safest option for everybody. So thank you, Jabali. I'm sorry, but I thank you. Here's a couple claps just to get my steps in on my watch. Man, yeah, it's sad, dude. Even, like, postponing it, that sucks. Even postponing the event to December, still couldn't get it going because this fucking pandemic's still not over. Damn.
I mean, we get, eventually we'll be at a point where we can, function relatively normally, with, proper precautions. Unfortunately, yeah. At least here, we're not there yet.
Yeah, especially because it's tough, right? And we've discussed this before, but, like, we see sports are coming back slowly but surely. Specifically, I've kept my eye on Formula One because I like following Formula One on my spare time. And it's easier to do something like that with Formula One because, you're splitting up each team into their own garages so people don't have to actually, like, do anything together. There's only one racer per car, right? So it's much easier, but we are in an industry where we all need to be in the same room at the same time because we don't know who we're playing next. Right. So it's tough, man. And it's unfortunate that that developers haven't paid enough attention to the online venue. So now we're seeing all the glaring errors, but we're also fortunate to have the online venue and Paco Stevens in the chat. Of course, we can't mention good netcode without mentioning Mortal Kombat. So, speaking of which, by the way, I wanted to ask this earlier and I forgot about it. Steve, have you kept up with those PlayStation tournaments at all? The Mortal Kombat 11 and the Blaze Blue Crosstag
tournaments? I personally have not. I know AFGC News has been following them and shouting them out on Twitter. But that's sort of been outside of my scope this year.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I see them streaming every once in a while, and I'm like, hey, I should check that out. And then I never do, because I'm an asshole. But yeah. But either way. Go ahead.
And I'm seeing some conversation in the chat about if certain events will be missing 2 years. As things stand right now, it's hard to imagine, something like NCR finding us being able to run in March. It's hard to imagine Final Round being able to run effectively, at least being able to run to the scale that you're used to seeing out of an event like a Final Round or a CEO or an NCR along those lines. We already saw KIT. They've already made the call that for February 2021, that was canceled.
Yep, I was going to bring that up too.
I would not be surprised if, we got to see how this fall goes, and if what comes of the so-called second wave, to see if it's a huge issue, see how the potential vaccine comes along. There's so many moving parts with this, but it's getting tougher and tougher to imagine a 2021 that is not heavily impacted by this.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, we've seen shades of locals coming back here and there and being run as safely as possible. So hopefully we'll be able to find that middle ground so we can at least have something. Kumite in Tennessee did run last year. Somebody was asking in the chat. This year. Because it was before the pandemic. The last event that happened, I believe, was CEO Dreamland, right? Because it was the weekend that this pandemic, or that we found out this pandemic existed. So
I just remember Jabali was almost begging someone to make the call that they couldn't go on, and no one would give him that call.
Yeah.
He was hoping the city would shut it down. He was hoping the fire marshal would shut it down. He wasn't outright saying it because he can't outright say it, but
yeah.
You could just read between the lines so easily.
Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, we've all been kind of waiting on, like, this vaccine, and everybody's, like, sitting in the hopes of this vaccine. But, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. If anything, it's going to be tough. And as we've seen it, like, we're going to lose a lot of good tournaments because we can't do it, and that's just an unfortunate side effect of the world we're living in now. But hopefully down the line, I'm slightly optimistic we can we can see tournaments again. We can all be in the same room without fearing for our lives. More so than we already do in a tournament, because as soon as we get in there and we smell that room, oh boy. That's already a fear for my life. I tried to make a joke about how people in FGC tournaments need deodorant, but it didn't work out. So, either way. We're unfortunately sad to see CEO go for this year, but we're hoping it'll be back soon. What's next? I wanted to talk about Tekken 7, because they said autumn. When does autumn start?
Are we talking about the official...
Yeah, official real-world USA autumn.
It started on September 22nd in the Northern Hemisphere.
Okay, when does autumn end?
December 21st.
Really?
Officially, yes.
Really? That's when winter starts?
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild. I totally thought winter started in, like, November.
Like, practically speaking, and, of course, I live in Minnesota where we get at that weather a little earlier than most of the country.
Maybe that's why I thought winter started early, because I'm from Pennsylvania, so it was like October was already starting to snow.
Oh yeah, we'll get snow. We haven't had any snow yet, but it's gonna happen. I remember like the big Halloween blizzard, that killed our chances of going out trick or treating when I was like what, 7. Yeah, 7.
Should have sucked it up, man. Should have sucked it up and gone anyway.
Well, it's kind of tough when the snowbanks are about as tall as you are. It makes trekking through that snow a little difficult.
Did you want the candy or not?
We just kept the candy that we didn't hand out.
All right. That makes sense. But anyway, that was my wonder, because like, there's already the meme of early 2017, right, being June, and they've Harada's addressed that, because that's still considered early for some people. But, you know, I just want to get my hands on Tekken 7, man, especially that new netcode. I was watching Markman streaming Tekken 7. I popped in the chat. I was like, hey, Markman, so just wanted to check. You really like that new netcode, huh? He's like, yep, I like the new netcode. And then he expanded a little bit more to say that, like, in his words, and he said this on stream, so I think we can say this here. Connection from Japan to U.S. in those controlled environments that they were playing felt like a good 4-bar connection in Tekken now. So, and a good 4-bar connection in Tekken now is what we get from playing somebody down the street. So, I'm excited. I just want to get my hands on that new netcode, right? And, you know, also Dan coming out in winter, so I guess that's not going to... Well, it says winter 2020, so are we getting Dan at the end of December?
I would imagine it will be sort of like early December, sort of like the typical Capcom Cup slot is, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, like first, obviously, second week of December.
I haven't heard anything, obviously, but in my mind, that's where I see that playing out.
Okay. I don't know. I think I'm just getting antsy because I want new stuff from fighting games, right? Specifically Tekken 7 and Street Fighter. But until then, we can all play Mortal Kombat this week, Thursday.
Or you could play KOF 2002.
Yeah, KOF 2002.
2002.
I feel like 2002 is harder to say than 2002, but that might just be me.
I started to say 2002, and then I was like, no, I'll just say call it 02, and then I just sort of switched halfway through. It did not work.
Well, that's the thing too. Has that come out already? Because I've been hearing.
The beta is out. Okay. And it is an open beta for anyone who has the game.
A part of me wants to pick it up just because I want to mess around in that new netcode, right? And it's King of Fighters, and I usually don't play King of Fighters, so it's nice to learn something new. But speaking of other games, I finally got the chance to play Footsies today. And holy shit, that game is fun. It's surprisingly fun to me. Mostly because I didn't understand the game. Like, I understood what the game was, but I figured it was going to get old very fast. It does not. The game is super simple. If you haven't played it, it's literally you move left and right, and you have an attack button, and that's it. So it's a super good tool for you to work on your fundamentals. And the way the attacks work is you have a neutral attack and a moving attack, right? So that's how you get to pick from those. You also have special moves. You do it by charging down the attack button. And there's a way to do a demon in there, but I don't know how to do it. The game didn't tell me. But it is $4 on Steam. So you should get it because it also has rollback. And I haven't played it online yet, but I'm super curious to play some of it after this stream ends today. But big shout-outs to Hi-Fight, man. We had him here in the show a couple months ago, right? Was it a couple months ago? Or was it last week? I can't tell anymore.
It was a little more than a month ago.
Okay. Wow. That feels like it was way longer than that. But we had him on, and he talked a little bit about how he developed the net code, and how he developed the game and was putting it on Steam and all the trials and tribulations of that. So show him some love. Give the man $4, will you? It's $4. What else can you get for $4? Nothing. But if you add $2 to that, you can get the Travis Scott meal at McDonald's. Give me some royalty money for that one.
They're doing a new meal, too.
What's the new meal? I don't eat fast food, so I don't even know what the Travis Scott meal is. I just saw it on Twitter.
I forget who it is. Let me see if I can find it. But the Travis one is done, or I think that's still going. But it's a J Balvin.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? I genuinely did not hear what you said.
J Balvin.
Okay. Who? I don't know
exactly.
Well, anyway, the moral of the story is go on Steam, pick up some footsies, because that game is super fun. I was playing the arcade mode, and man, Hi-Fight's a fucking genius, dude. The way he made that arcade mode is so good, but also so fucking frustrating. Because in the arcade mode, you get to play against characters like Whiff Punisher and Masher, and the one hit. And you also get to play against the character called the Rollbacker, where he puts in a rollback delay, and he has the AI abuse the shit out of it. It's frustrating as hell. Fuck you, Hi-Fight. But good job. And I can't wait to take that game online today after the stream ends. So, with all that said, Steve, it looks like we've run out of topics. Is there anything else we wanted to talk about today?
I want to talk about this J Balvin meal.
Okay. Who's J Balvin?
He is from Colombia. He's a musician from Colombia. So, not quite my sphere of influence, but his meal is a Big Mac, medium fries, and an Oreo McFlurry. Which doesn't even sound like it's literally just...
That sounds normal. I mean,
that sounds normal.
Minus the McFlurry. The McFlurry, I think, brings it over the edge, at least on the calorie count there. Right. How many calories is it? Hey, Google. Wow. I guess just doesn't want to Google. I'm going to Google how many calories a Big Mac has. How many calories a Big Mac? It's 563. I thought Big Macs had way more calories than that. Okay, so essentially you're eating half of the recommended 2,000 calories per day via this meal, right? Because I'm assuming the fries are probably going to be what, like 300 to 400 calories for medium fries. And the shake is probably going to be around 600 to 800 because it's got a lot of sugar in it. So you're going to get probably around like 1,800 to 1,900 calories. And that's how you should... And that's a meal a day. There you go. You eat that and you're set to go. How much is it? Is it $4?
Five.
Oh, see? still can buy footsies before you can buy that meal. Maybe mine just needs a checkup. Yeah, it could be Lamar. I don't know. My phone's been kind of wacky recently. I also dropped it real hard the other day by accident.
You monster.
I know.
You absolute monster.
All right. Well, Steve, any last things we should discuss before we end the show early?
We're gonna have to repeat this. Obviously, Ultra Chen hasn't had a show since last episode because last week's show they did on Monday to get out of the way of the debate. They've used our idea for a timer.
That's right. So I came up with this.
They've used our
idea. 15 minutes on this topic. Go.
They've used our idea for a timer. They've used our idea for bringing on a third person. We brought on Sharpie. They bring on Tubaware. And Tubo, you cool? We cool? You my boy? But we got to represent. So I'm going to repeat this tonight. We are calling you out, Ultra Chen. We are challenging you. 3v3 among us. Let's go. Bring it on.
Sharpie couldn't be with us today, but she'll be back next week. They're going to
track her ticket.
Shiggy Shank in the chat says he hears they're starting a new segment called Tech or Take It. Oh man,
if they do that,
That's it. We're moving our show to an hour later. I'm kidding. But either way, they stole our timer, so we're gonna challenge them to Among Us and then probably lose. But yeah, that is an official challenge. For Ultra Chen v Best of 5, kind of like how on Smash they have the Smash X Minecraft or whatever. Today it's gonna be Best of 5 X Ultra Chen, except we're gonna beat him up in some Among Us. I've never played the game, so take that. And balls in your court, Ultra Chen. All right, balls in your court. The Among Us bean is in your generator. I don't know. Anyway, that does bear repeating. Thank you, Steve. That's a good point. We're looking forward to a response from Ultra Chen in tonight's episode. And if they ignore us, then clearly we're the better daytime FGC talk show.
I mean, that goes without saying. I ain't trying to put it out there, but it's out there.
You're right. Maybe I should just steal their. You know what? I think next week I'm just going to take their overlay if they don't respond. Just leave the Ultra Chen on there.
or just poorly Photoshop my face over it.
just have masks of. Their setup of have you, me, Sharpie. Oh man, that'd be hilarious. Wait, take their music too.
We need to green. I've got a green screen, so you got to set up a table where you're on half of it, and I got to be on the other half of it and set up my green screen that it looks like.
Look at my green screen. Wait, it only half worked.
That would be
there.
A pain to try and...
It's awful. But anyway, I think before we just keep sitting here bullshitting for another 20 minutes, I think we should just call it early. We've set our challenge to the folks over at Ultra Chen. So Ultra Chen, balls in your court. We look forward to hearing your reply to this accusation of you stealing our timer. And Steve knows I've been working on the timer for a while.
Guys.
Steve knows I've been working on that timer for a while. But anyway, that's been our show. We're ending a little bit early. We're all under the stress of the real world today. So No use in us trying to keep toughing it out when we don't have anything else people to talk about. But I do want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Super appreciated. Super appreciative that you guys are here with us every week. This is super fun. I hope to do this for a long, long time. But for today, we're going to call the show. Steve, any parting words?
Well, you know, it's in about 20 minutes, Ultra Chen is starting. They've got Hawaiian Shirt Man on. So you can check that out for that. You can check that out to see if they answer our challenge. I'm going to do the latter. What are you going to do?
Me too. And before we go, Kwanzai, thank you for 34 months. Thank you so much. Kwanzai has been here for 34 months. That's almost 3 years. Holy shit. I think that's as long as we can go?
It's close. I believe, does he have the founder badge?
I don't know. Kwanzai, say hi in the chat. I'm waiting for Kwanzai to say hi in the chat before we go. But it looks like Kwanzai might not. Oh, there he is. He does not have a founder's badge. Okay, so okay. Maybe it's 3 years?
It's close. I think that was just like the first week. So just missed out. But, man, Kwanzai, thank you. You have the badge in my heart. Because you've been with us from pretty much the beginning. So we appreciate. If you do it for 34 months, if you do it for 1 month, anytime you support us with either your subscription, just joining us in chat, listening to us, you know, on SoundCloud, just watching us here, we really do appreciate it. We do this because you like it. As long as you like it and we can manage to do it, we'll keep doing it.
Yep. So, in turn, I think we could all sum this up with this is, and I think I'm comfortable speaking for Steve on this. We love you guys. Thank you for being here. And we'll catch you next week. Oh, hold on. Tinja just gifted out a community sub to Dick Chang. Thank you, Tinja, for the gift sub. Again, we super appreciate you guys. thanks, Dick Chang. Welcome. You're now a bestie. Enjoy all those emotes and all that fun stuff. And we'll be back next week for more. So, Steve?
Good night, Canada.